Geeksquid presents First Person Singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Patrice Vecchione recalls seeing a mountain lion.
For years, I've walked alone in nature. Bobcats, foxes, coyotes have appeared, but never a mountain lion, though I felt their presence. Just that and their footprints frightened me. I didn't want to be eaten. Once, at Fort Ord, I bent to tie my shoelace. Looked up at a tawny-colored dog crossing the road. What a big dog! Such a long tail, I noted, standing up. That is not a dog. That is a mountain lion. Why no fear? According to Santa Cruz Pumas, between 1890 and 2004, there were 88 mountain lion-related injuries and 20 human fatalities. In all those years, that's not very many. Mountain lions don't see humans as prey. We don't move on four legs the way their prey does. We're lots taller. At Fort Ord again, from a distance, I saw a large dog sitting, scratching her ear. Assuming the dog was waiting for her person, hoping to say hello, I walked faster. The closer I got, my uneducated eyes saw perhaps an 85-pound juvenile lion. She turned onto the trail ahead of me. I followed for the chance to see the length of her body, the sway of her step, the gold of her coat. I wasn't hoping to look into her eyes, though. A misstep caused a rock to roll. Off went the lion ahead of me into the land that is her own. If not, might I still be out there walking a good distance behind her?
Patrice Vecchione is a local author and teacher. This piece is adapted from her Monterey Herald column, A Walk About Town. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.